Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College approves $26.7 million budget with focus on NC Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette College trustees have approved a $26.7 million budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year, a modest 1% increase over last year's budget. The Gillette News Record reported the budget includes more than $1 million towards the design and construction of the new NC Center, a key campus project. It also covers salaries, athletics, academics, and facility costs for roughly 200 employees. A drop in Campbell County's assessed valuation has led the college to raise its mill levy from 2.8 to 3.27 mills, projected to generate about $15.9 million in revenue. Tuition revenue is also expected to rise slightly, making up 11% of the total budget, up from 9% last year. Despite the higher mill levy, Gillette College CFO Ann Larson emphasized that reduced maintenance costs help keep the budget relatively flat. The college remains one of the most efficient in the state, spending the least per student among Wyoming's eight community college districts. The biggest spending areas in the new budget are academics, facilities, and athletics, with the athletics budget coming in at $3 million. Trustees encourage the public to participate in next year's budget hearings to voice any concerns. Dozens of new Wyoming laws take effect, including bathroom mandate, gun zone repeal, and voter ID rules. More than 100 new Wyoming laws officially took effect Tuesday, July 1st, including sweeping changes to gun-free zones, voting requirements, and public restroom access. Cowboy State Daily reported, among the most high-profile, a new mandate requiring government entities to keep males out of the female bathrooms and changing areas with a mechanism for lawsuits if they don't comply. Most gun-free zones in government buildings and schools are now repealed, and people registering to vote must show proof of U.S. citizenship and Wyoming residency. Other new laws include a ban on ranked choice voting, repealing DEI programs in state government, and lifting the cap on the number of charter schools. In the criminal justice realm, Wyoming now bans government entities from requiring employees to use preferred pronouns, outlaw wildlife torture, and gives police more power to remove squatters. The state also approves stimulus payments for carbon capture projects, decreased coal severance taxes, and moved $70 million from the general fund into the highway system. Altogether, 106 new laws went into effect after being passed earlier this year during the 2025 legislative session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.